USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large rally in the nation's capital is putting a spotlight on racial injustice and inequality. The event in March taking place at the Lincoln Memorial.
You know, we need to obey the law. I'm black. And she said, look, black people stick together. When I was walking last night in Washington, D.C. and others, I was black. Why was I attacked by blacks? And those black women who were supposed to support black men, their mouths were far more vicious and far more filthy than the men who, black men who were making those comments.
Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones speaking there on Fox News. President Trump holding a socially distanced rally in New Hampshire on Friday, and the death toll from Hurricane Laura in Louisiana is now at 10. Governor John Bel Edwards saying of the 10 dead, 5 were killed from carbon monoxide poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites used in a front scheme to arrange a multi-million-dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound to Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Wall Street wrapping up a strong week. The Dow rose 160 points to close at 28,653. Both the S&P and NASDAQ wrapped up the session at record highs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The father of a teenager with special needs who was gunned down in Seattle's so-called CHOP zone has filed a lawsuit against the city, county, and state, seeking $1 billion from each. Lorenzo Anderson was killed on June 20th around 2:20 a.m. City officials tolerating the autonomous zone known as CHOP for weeks before shutting it down on July 1st following the murders of Anderson and another black man. The filings claim that the action and inaction by city, county, and state officials are directly responsible for creating the chaotic situation. A very popular video game release is not on any Apple product, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched a new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.